Now again, this is what Yehoshua ben Levi meant to say. He meant to say, Le'omru dochen, it's only is tohor eleshenit bubim koimon, where the tumah took place in the Beis HaMikdash. But if the tumah took place in the Beis HaMikdash, then it's taka tohor even if it goes outside. But if the tumah took place outside the Beis HaMikdash, the sheretz plus just yayin b'shemen outside, then it was makabel tumah, and the tumah stays upon it even though later when you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. Tanya kavosid Rav. Now I'll bring you right to Rav, that only the water and the dam have this takon, its Torah in the Beis HaMikdash. That enoch nami, the yayin and shemen, maybe is makabel tumah midrabon in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the right to Rav? It says a braisim, hadam v'yamayim, mashka beis midvichei, claw, only these two things, blood and water, that this is the liquid by the shechita, shenitimo, that the sheretz touched it in the Beis HaMikdash, bein bekelim, whether this water or dam is in a kli, bein bekarka, whether the water or the dam is on the ground, still tohirim, in the Beis HaMikdash, if a sheretz touches it, it's tor. Since the raya to Rav, only mayim and dam is tor. I think Mar says, Rabbi Shimon says, "Bekelim tameim." If this water was in the keli, you had water in a vessel, then we say if a sheretz touches it, it is makabel tumah. So Rashi says, this is Rabbi Shimon we had before on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that he was the one that says that midiraisa mashke is makabel tumah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon letaimed, the Yom Aliyel, tumas mashkin diraisa. Even midiraisa, it's makabel tumah, and it could be matama something else. So therefore, even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanim can't take off the tumah that's there midiraisa. So avad Rabbi Shimon naima bekelim tumayim. If the water is in a keli now and the sheretz touched it, it is makabel tumah, and it could be matama something else. Aber bekarka tohirim. But if this water is in the ground, then it's tor. A sheretz cannot be metamrit. Now, luchurit shver, why not? What's the difference midiraisa if the water is in the ground or in the keli? If you're telling me now all type of liquids could be makabel tumah. So Rashi explains here, like the Gemara will explain later. Although let's see Rashi inside. The first line of the small lines here, Rashi. The karka tohirim. Well, the kama matagam alei amayim was only talking about water. Udiyika revius. We're talking about there's a revius of water on the ground. But blood would be makabel tumah, only water not. Why is water different? Zagrashi achidish ti'ika teres mikvah lo, because water on the ground is called a mikvah. Lamachten vitzinervis, you could be toivel there a small kelim like a pin. The midiraisa le makabel tumah. Therefore, water that has a shem mikvah on it is not makabel tumah midiraisa. Could a sieve mikveh mayim yitor, that a mikvah always remains torah. Let's say you have like our kosher mikvah, the sheretz goes inside it, the water is still torah. Here also, Rashi revius, if you have a revius of water, that is 4.5 ounces, have a mikvah midiraisa. Midiraisa is called a mikvah. The chik sieve aboyim so, even though we know our mikvah has to be 40 so of water, that's beyond the mud sieve, it's only for a person. The sieve lon me'ez kol besorayim, me'ez kol besorayim mayim shakol gufa yolabim. You have to have water that the whole body could get into, and that's a shear of 40 so. Avu lekelim kitanim. But if you have a needle that's tomei, and you want to put in the mikvah, ein tzarech elekadeshi sheyischasu b'mayim. You only need a small amount of water that would cover it. Now, I affect Rashi, you bought some revius. What's wrong with less than a revius then? A needle could get in even to half a revius. So Rashi says, that's Gemara Gemirlo. That we know, halacha l'mashim sinayim, t'leichoshu l'mehavi mikvah. That it's not called a mikvah less than a revius of water. But I call upon him, if you have a revius of water in the ground, it's called a mikvah midiraisa. Rashi v'chivun the biyama midiraisa le'metame, for Rabbanan who the bottle revius the mikvah, even though it's true that the Gemara Nazi says the Rabbanan will mevatel this din, that you can't use a revius of water on the ground, even for small kelim, but that's only midirabbanan that it's bottle. Midiraisa is still called the mikvah. So therefore, midiraisa, this water, when it's in the karka, it's not makabel tumah. Even though the Rabbanim should be Mekabel Tumah, the after Reb Shimon is Moida, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanim made this takona that the water should not be Mekabel Tumah. But that's only the water that's in Karka, because that midiraisa is not Mekabel Tumah. But other water that's in a keli, or else blood, even if it's on the ground, you can't make a mikvah out of blood, so therefore the blood is not called a mikvah. So if a sheretz touches the blood, according to Reb Shimon, it's Mekabel Tumah midiraisa, and then it's Matama other things also midiraisa, even in the Beis HaMikdash. So more about Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "Afilu leman de yama tumas mashkin de yiraisam." Even if you want to tell him leman de yama that water could be makabel tuma de yiraisam of a mashka base mitzvahay, but that we're saying Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreda said over in Edus that in the base of Migdish the water is not makabel tuma. He's also asking to this because hilchas gemirula. That's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That even though up until now we were going at the stira. Like, how could you say water is makabel tuma midiraisa and only in the base of Migdish it's not? How could that be? So up until now we were going, you have to say that the water is only makabel tuma midirabonin. Then we could say the rabbonin didn't make tuma in the base of Migdish. Rav Papa is saying the first one to say no. It could be that midiraisa water is makabel tuma, I'll tell you. Why in the base of Migdish is it Torah? If a sheriff touches the water in the base of Migdish, why is it Torah? This mashka base mitvichein? Because it's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That's what Rav Papa wants to say. Omalei Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nosson Rav Papa. So Rav Huna b'rei de Rav Nosson asked the kasha back to Rav Papa. V'yelo hod v'yomer Rav Leza. Now that Rav Leza said before we had, that he said, ein tumma l'mashkin kol ikir. He brings a riot to his svara that water is not mekabel tumma midiraisa at all. Midiraisa, any type of a liquid, is not mekabel tumma. What was Rav Leza's raya? Teda, bring your raya, shereheyid Yosef ben Yoezer. Is Tereda, he said over in Edis, he told us something, a fact, that our mashke base mitvichay, that the water that's found by the base of Shechit in the base of Migdish, tochein that it's Torah. That was his raya. So we explained before that if you're going to tell me the water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, how could it be that the base of Migdish is Torah? How could the Rabbanan take off the tumah midiraisa? So since it's Edus water in the base of Migdish, it's Torah, it's a raya that mashkim is mekabel tumah, it's only midirabbanan. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, it's not that way. V'hilchos gemira lo, if you want to tell me, according to Rav Papa, it's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that water is not mekabel tumah in the base of Migdash. Mi gamrina minei, how could we learn out here all over other places that water is not mekabel tumah? According to Rav Papa, no. Even though water is mekabel tumah midiraisa, but it's a new halacha in the base of Migdash and it's Torah. So what was Rav Leza's raya? So it's clearly that Rav Leza doesn't know like Rav Papa. Omalei Ravina, Rav Ashi. Now Ravina told Rav Ashi, like the Rashi learns, this is another kasha to Rav Papa. For Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, the Oma Tumas Mashkin Diraisa. Rav Shimon himself says that Mashkim is Makabel Tumim Diraisa. Rav Shimon says, the time that we learned before, Rav Yosef, Rav Shimon, Omrim Lekelim Torim Lioichlim Tumayim, that if this water was Makabel Tumim, a sheriff touched it. Now, water, he holds, cannot be mekabel kelim, cannot be metame kelim. So before we had, if it's a suffix, if the water went around kelim, it's tor, because it's only midirabonin, and midirabonin sveik is lakula. Abuli oichlim, if you have a suffix, if that water touched oichlim, food, then tomeim. Because midiraisa, water, mashk, any type of liquid, that's tomei, if it touches food, it's metamerit. Now, that's from Shimon Svara, that midiraisa, water could be metame oichlim. For Ochid Kavu Rav Shimon, now here Rav Shimon says the top line of our Gemara here, that in the base of Migdish, the Kelim Tumeim, as you never know, if the water is in a Keli, is in a Kli, it is Makabel Tumim Midiraisa, even in the base of Migdish. The Karka Torim, but on the Karka in the ground, there is Torah. That's what Rav Shimon said. So Rav Shimon is saying that even though water could be Makabel Tumim Midiraisa, but that's only if it's in a Keli, Mashenk, and on the ground, it's not Makabel Tumim, even in the base of Migdish. Now the question is, according to Rav Papa, the Hilchasa, if you're telling me now it's a local Moshe Mitzinai, that the water in the base of Migdish is not Makabel Tumah, Mali Bikela, Mali Bikarka. What's the difference if the water is in a Keli, uprooted from the ground that's in a vessel, or the water is in a Karka? Both cases, according to Rav Papa, should not be Makabel Tumah. You see, because Rav Papa is also saying like Rav Shimon, that really water outside the base of Migdish could be Makabel Tumah Midiraisa. Even Midiraisa, it's Tumah. So if midiraisa it's tamei, how could you tell me now that in the base of Migdish there's a difference? If the water is in a keli, it is makabel tumah. If the water is on the karka, it's not makabel tumah. How could that be? What's the difference? If you're telling me now, there's a new halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that in the base of Migdish is Torah, both waters should be Torah. Even water that's in a keli should not be makabel tumah in the base of Migdish. But the Marakasha, Enechnaim is Sarakasha and Rav Papa. So Raya, not like Rav Papa. The Ravadu, at the man the Yoma that says, that water, liquid, is makabel tumah midiraisa, it's makabel all over. Even in the base of Migdish also, it would be makabel and be metame something else. And that what Yosef ben Yosef Sreda said over that in the Beis Hamikdash is Torah, it's only because he holds like the other man, the Yomim, that water is not Mekabel Tumah Mediraisa. Mediraisa, only a food or a keli or a man could be Mekabel Tumah. But not Mashkim, not liquid. But our component is a Kasha and Rav Papa. So Gemara now, Omer Rav Papa, Zot Rav Papa, Hod the Yamrit, Bekar Ketorim, like Rav Papa Chorus being Miyashiv Rav Shimon. That Rav Shimon said before, that if you have the water in Kalim, it's Temeya. But if the water is in Karka, it's not Makabel Tumah. He saw the Yamrit Bekarka Torim, that Rav Shimon said before, that if the water is in the Karka, it's Tor, Lo Yishonu El Amayim. We're only talking about water. Water that's on the Karka is Tor. Avodam Loi. But if you have blood on the ground, that would be Makabel Tumah in the Beis Hamikdash. So tomorrow, on what's the Svar, we'll soon see why. Omayim Nami, even when we have water, Lo Yamor Nelo Dehebi Revius. It's only if you have a revius of water on the ground. And the svar is the chazei lahatzvul bo bei machton vitzineris. Like Rashi said before. Because water on the ground, if there's a revius there, midiraisa, that's called a mikvah. And you could be tovel in it, these pins, if you have small kelim that are tomei, you could be tovel there midiraisa. So therefore, since this revius of water is called a mikvah is not makabel tumah. Ah, will I have a revius? But let's say the water on the ground is less than a revius, so it's not called a mikveh midiraisa, then the locher is taka tmeim. Then taka is makabel tumah. Because Rav Shimon's svar is that water is makabel tumah midiraisa. It's only a svar when it gets a shem mikveh that's not makabel tumah. So water less than a revius cannot have a shem mikveh on it, therefore it is makabel tumah. Omamar, we learned before, we have Yehudu Reiner lachol tumah. As this was the braisa on the test zayin we had before, that it was a question there, if we have a suffix, if the water became tummy or not, if the water touches something else. So the three sheetis we had, Reb Yehuda was the biggest machmir. Reb Yehuda said l'chol tummy. In other words, the water is makabel tumah midiraisa, and now that water is tummy, if it touches even a keli, it's also matama the keli midiraisa. Therefore, before it was a suffix, if the water fell around keli, if it touched a keli or not. So Reb Yehuda said, even the keli are tummy. Because it's a suffix in the Raisa, therefore we have to go l'chumrah. So the Gemara says, l'meim l'chur, from here we have a raya to tell us, to solve Reb Yehuda, Tumas Mashkin, l'tomei, Tumas Kelim the Raisa. That was saying water could be Mekabel Tumah. And if it touches the Keli, it's Matama the Keli, midi Raisa, it's even midi Raisa. Therefore Reb Yehuda says, if you have a suffix, if it touches the Keli or not, you have to go l'chumrah, because a suffix midi Raisa, you go l'chumrah. For the Gemara kasha on this now. We learned the Mishnah in Kelim. Kol ha-kelim. Sheyesh lohem achurim. Any keli, a vessel, that has a back, an outside to it. V'toich. And you could use the inside of it. It's usable the outside and the inside. V'goyin ha-korim. Like you have cushions. V'yaksosos. Like mattresses, like beds. V'yasakim. And a bag made out of leather. V'yamatsufos. Also bags made out of leather. These kelim, you could use it the outside and the inside. Is nitmu toichoy. If a sheretz touched the inside of the keli, is nitmagaboy. I'm not saying the sheretz, will soon see later what touched it. But if a tomei touched the inside, then even the outside is also tomei. Nitmu gaboy, but there's a case that the tomei only touched the outside of the keli, then we say lo nitmu toichoy, the Mishnah says. The inside of the keli does not become tomei. There's a difference where the tomei touched the keli. If it touched the inside of the kli, both become tomei, the inside and the outside. But if a tumah you only touch the outside of the keli, then only the outside is tumah, not the inside. Now, Amar Reb Yehuda explains this Mishnah. Bameh devarim amurim. When is it said such a difference between the inside and the outside? Shenitmu machmas mashkin. Only if water was the tumah thing that touched this keli. When water that's tumah touched this keli, then there's a difference if it touched the inside or the outside. Avu nitmu machmas sheretz. Well, let's say a real sheret, that's a Navatumah Midiraisa, touched his keli, there's no difference then. Nitmu toichoy, nitmu gabay. If the sheret touched the inside, even the outside of the keli is tummy. Nitmu gabay, if the sheret touched the outside of the keli, nitmu toichoy, even the inside becomes tummy. In other words, if you just said there's a difference between liquid, mashkim, so that's only, if it touches the outside, only the outside, not the inside. But if a sheretz, a real tumah midiraisa, touches the outside, then even the inside is also tummy. Now, what's the difference? Gemara says, you're going to tell me that we should think that Tumas Mashkin, the Tome Kelim, the Yeraisim, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you want to tell me Yeshita is, that even that Midi Yeraisa, that Mashkin water, that's Makabal Tumah, the Sheretz touched the water, that this water is Tome Midi Yeraisa. Midi Yeraisa, that means Minatera, it has a right when it touches a Kelim, it's Matamba the Kelim Midi Yeraisa. So I bezoi, Mali Nitmu Machmas Mashkin, Mali Nitmas Machmas Sheretz. Why should there be a difference if the mashkin, this water, touched the keli on the outside, which is tamei midiraisa, or if a sheretz touched the keli on the outside? In both cases, it's tamei midiraisa. So the chur, if it's tamei midiraisa, the outside of the keli, automatically the whole keli should become tamei. Why does Rav Yehuda make a difference between water and sheretz? So Bishleim, if you're going to tell me, Rav Yehuda holds no, that water, mashkin, liquid, even though it itself is tamei, but when it touches the keli, it's not matama the keli. Midiraisa, it's only midirabonan, then there's a big difference. Since when water touches a keli, it's only midirabonan, the rabbonan wanted to make a heker, a sign that we should see it's different tumma, it's only midirabonan. Therefore they said that if this mashkin touched the outside of the kli, only the outside is tumma, not the inside. So people should know this tumma is only midirabonan. Mashenken, we're tumma midiraisa, like a sheretz. When it touches the outside of the keli, that's tamei midiraisa. Then avada both parts, even the inside is also tamei. That would be good that there's such a difference between mashkim is only midirabonim. Therefore, they wanted to make a difference that the inside is not, but sheretz is midiraisa. But if you're going to tell me now that according to Rabbi Yehuda, even mashkin is midiraisa, so what's the difference between sheretz and water? Why, when water touches the outside, the inside is tor, and when a sheretz touches the outside, then you're telling me it's tamei. What should be the difference? And it's the Gemara in Echanami. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Choza Boy Rav Yehuda. You have to say Rav Yehuda Taka was Choizer. Even though in the Braisa before, it's Mashmi holds that Midiraisa, the water could be Metama Kelim. But here Rav Yehuda was Choizer. And holds no, water cannot be Metama Kelim Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonin. So since it's only a Tumma Midirabonin, then it's good whether Rabonin made a difference, Heker, between the between if the Mashkim touches the outside of the Keli, that the inside remains Tor. That people should know this tummy is only midirabonan, not midiraisa. Because there are naskuminas if it's tummy midiraisa, midirabonan. If you have to burn kutchin because of that, if you have to burn truma, so since there are naskuminas, the after rabbonan wanted us to know this difference. Fight Ravina Wama, no. Ravina says, Lyoilam Loyhoder. I'll tell you, no, really, Rabbi Yehuda is not choizer. He still holds his shita that water that was makabo tummy midiraisa could be metamakeli midiraisa. That this Mishnah says that if water touches the outside of the keli, the inside is tor, it's only talking about water, mashkin, that was makabel tumma from a tumma midrabonim. Machmas yodayim. But that was from the Yudches Devorin that we made in the Shabbos, that our hands, before we wash them, is tummy. Therefore, if your hands touch mashkin, midrabonim is matama this mashkin. So since this water was only mitamah tumim midrabonin, then avada, when the water touches the kelim, it's only mitamah midrabonin. Therefore, there's such a din of the Mishnah that the inside of the kelim is not mekabel tumah. V'enech nami, ho b'mashkin aboy mach masheretz. But the rice that we had before on the tezayin, that there we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, the water that's tumay, even if you have a suffix, if it touched the kelim or not, that the kelim is tumay, mashmas a suffix midiraisam, that's talking about mashkim that was mekabel tumim midiraisam. Where a sheretz touched the water, so that water is tamei midiraisa. Such water, avada, could be matamei keli midiraisa. That's the way Ravina wants to answer. But over here, that was saying that the water that touches the keli is only tamei midirabonin, that's because the water itself is only mekabel tumma from the rabbonin dikatumum of our hands. For the Gemara, that can't be. Ihochi, if that's true, adetoni, why does the Mishnah have to say? Or if you'd have to be mazbe the Mishnah. But med, devor mamurim, when is the Mishnah talking about? Shenitnu machmas mashkin. If only water touched the outside of the kli, then we say the inside is tor. But if you'd have said, but if a sheretz touches the outside of the kli, then even the inside is tummy. The water, if you'd have to go to skip the case of a sheretz, liflug v'listna b'didon. Let him make a difference. Let him liflug. Let's make a difference. V'listna b'didon, even by the case of mashka, of liquid itself, you can make a difference. Like, let's say a difference like this. When do we say that only the outside is tamei, not the inside? Only if this water was makabel tumah from a rabbanon dekatumah, from a hand. So that's why the mashkin is only with the rabbon, and then we say the touch of the outside of the kli, the inside of the kli is tor, because it's only tumim with the rabbonan, and we want to make a chilik. Abu b'mashkin haboy machmas asheretz. But if you have this liquid that was makabel tumah from a real sheretz that is tumim with the raisam, now if this liquid touches the keli, even the outside of the kli, since it's tumim with the raisam, avada the din should have been that nitmu toichay nitmu gabay. Or nitmu gabay, nitmu toichay. No matter where the liquid touches the keli, both sides of the keli is tummy. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say this? Since Rabbi Yehuda had to go skip to sheretz, it's mashma klor that by mashke there's never a case any liquid is never metama keli midiraisa. It's only midirabonin. Elo machvato kreshni mikora. We have to come back to the first terrace we said before, that avad Rabbi Yehuda was choizer. Even though before that tezayin is mashma that price, Rabbi Yehuda holds that water could be metame keli midiraisa, but if from this price you see Rabbi Yehuda was choizer, and holds no mashkin cannot be metame keli midiraisa. It's only midirabonim. Therefore, no matter what type of a mashka it is, when it touches the outside of the keli, only the outside is tamei and not the inside. So the mori boilu. Now we could clear a shayla. We could ask. We have a suffix now. What's the pshat now that Rabbi Yehuda was choizer? In other words, before in the Braisa we had three shittas. One man, the other was that water is not makabel tum at all midiraisa. Rav Meir's shita was the middle shita that no water is makabel tum midiraisa. It's just not matama something else. And then there was another man, the Yom, that said that even though water is makabel tum, it could be matama something else, only food, but not kelim. Kelim it cannot be matami. And Rav Yehuda before said even a kelim could also be matama. Now we're saying now Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer and saying that water liquid cannot be matama kevim. But what about could the water be matama oichlem or not? Iboilihu mi kevim hu dehade bay. Was Rabbi Yehuda only chayzer had charota? He went back on his words only nageya to kevim that kevim cannot be makabel tuma from a mashkin. Aba boichlem ki Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Tzrilei. But maybe Rabbi Yehuda still holds that water could be metame oichle midiraisa, and he holds like Rabbi Yosi Svara. I dilma, maybe no. Legamri hodebe. Maybe now Rabbi Yehuda was chayzer, retracted his words altogether, and Rabbi Meir, maybe now he holds like Rabbi Meir Shita, that even though water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa, but if water can, but water cannot be metame anything. Even if the water goes on an oichle food, it's also not metame the food. So that was Rabbi Meir Shita. Now the question is, how far was Rabbi Yehuda chayzer? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Mor Amar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok Toshima. Come here, I'll bring you a raya. There's a loch in Mishnah Purim that Purim, if you have a cow, sheshosa so mechatis, it drank the mechatis. It's man the base of Middash. That mechatis, that's the Purim Duma, that you burn it, and the yeshes you put into the water, you make mechatis out of it. That this mechatis now you spray on the tomatic a person, tomatis, and he becomes tor. But our koponu, whoever touches the mechatis itself, the mechatis is metamayu. Now here, this parah, this cow, drank the mechatis. Yeah, mechatis is the locha pisaratomai. If later, right away, you go and shech the animal, and you want to eat this meat, you should know the meat is tummy. Because the mechatis is inside the stomach, and it touches the meat inside, the meat is makabel tumah. Like the bottom Rashi says, pisaratomaiya, shemakabelas tumah mehen. It's makabel tumah from the mechatis. The mechatis metamin. I feel what the makelim to the sieve and again b'meyah nida. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. We have Yehuda. Why Rabbi Yehuda says no? Botlu b'meyah. Rabbi Yehuda says no. This mashke, this water now of the mechatis cannot be metam of the meat. Why? Because it's bottle in its stomach, in the stomach of the cow. So Rashi says the top Rashi of Yudches botlu b'meyah. The einam ruyin l'mechatis. Now that this mechatis, this water from the paradumas ashes, went into the cow's stomach, it's not ruah to use anymore for mechatis. The mela the ein oid shmon aleim. It's not called anymore mechatis. So therefore, it is not matama the bosser. Now the question is, so tomorrow, vi salkotaitich, if you're going to tell me, if we could still think, that mikelem hudahodibay, that Yehuda only had retracted his words, that the water now cannot be matama kelem. Avul biyoichlem. But when the water comes in contact with food, I tell you, Reb Yosi Reb Shimon Tzrilei, he could hold like Reb Yosi Reb Shimon that it is matama the food. Obazoy over here, amai botla b'mayel legamri. Why do we say that when this mechatis goes into the cow's stomach, it's botla the shei mechatis? It's not called mechatis. Therefore, it's like term. It's not matama the boss. So why not? Nehid tumas chamur loy matamu. It's not true. Avada, when the mechatas goes into the stomach, it's not to the mechatas anymore. It's not going to be used for that. So the tumah chamur of mechatas goes off it. Oh, but tumah kala mi natamu. But our cold potum is still cold water. It's not worse than regular water. Now this water was tumah because it was mechatas before. So even if in the stomach it takes away the shame mechatas, but the shame water, it doesn't go off it. So since it's still cold water, and it's tumahdik water, how come this water is not matama the basar? Like, why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's bota b'meyeho? It's only bota b'meyeho to shame mechatas sheboy. Oh, but the regular shame of a mashka, of a water, it's still cold of water. So this should be a raya, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, now that it's only cold water, it cannot be matama even eichlem. That he retracted his words altogether, and he holds like a man now, that this mashka, this water now cannot be matam eichlin. So tomorrow maybe, no, there's no raya. My bottle b'meyeho. What if Rabbi Yehuda meant to say that this mechat, this is bottle, is like not here anymore, in the stomach, now mi bottle mitum echamura. It only means it doesn't have tum echamura. Abu tum ekala mitamu. But maybe tum ekala taka true, the bottle has like a din, like a rishon l'tuma, that much it does have. So like Rashi says, Tumah chamur means odom v'kelim tumah kam oichlim. If it had a shame mechatas on it still, it could even be metam a person, or it could even be metam a kelim. Tumah kala, that no. Avada was bottled the shame mechatas. If now if a man touches this mechatas, he's not tumah anymore. If this mechatas touches kelim now, since it was in the cow's stomach, even though now you shechted it, you took the water out, it's not called mechatas anymore. If a person touches it or it touches kelim, avada the Torah. But I tell you, tumah kala avada, even a mayor's maid it has. Because the tumah kala just means that the liquid is tummy. So it's a regular liquid that's tummy. Therefore, if it touches an oichol, maybe it would be metamarit midiraisa. Therefore, that the Rabbi Yehuda just says botla just meant that it can't be metamarit odom now. Or kalem it can't be metamarit. But enech nami, just the meat, that it could be metamarit.
Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on, Hashem, next year.